When I started doing videos for social media and my programs, oh my God, I was so uncomfortable in front of the camera. It was really hard, my friend, and I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. That's why I'm so excited about today's guest, Paige Wilhide. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Paige is a video strategist, content creator, producer, and director who works with entrepreneurs to help them grow their video presence. She is committed to helping entrepreneurs like me and you to get out of your head, stop overthinking, and show up confidently in front of the camera so you can make amazing videos that help grow your business. We get in all the nitty-gritty details about how to get started with videos, what's the most important thing you need to do to grow your video views, and so much more. I love talking to Paige, and we had so much fun. I can't wait for you to meet her and her sunny personality, so let's dive in. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reicher, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. Hi, Paige. Welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast. Oh my God, I'm so excited that you're here.
Hi. Oh my gosh. I'm thrilled to be here. I love talking.
So Paige is joining us from sunny Los Angeles. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and about what you do.
So I am a video strategist, and that is expressed in a whole variety of ways. I teach entrepreneurs and small business owners how to use video in their business to tell their story, to promote themselves, to market their businesses. And I teach everything from YouTube strategy to video marketing strategy to on-camera confidence and how to shine on screen when you're telling your story and sharing yourself with the world.
I love it. And, you know, like when you told me what you do, I was like, I have to bring you on the podcast because that's just for me, for myself. I'm struggling so much sometimes with videos and really showing up on camera. I mean, it's getting easier. I'm getting a little bit more comfortable. But I remember in the beginning when I saw myself, I was like, oh my God, this is how I look. And this is what I sound like. And it was like, this whole journey of like being in front of the camera has like been really a lesson in self-love, self-acceptance. And yes, it's a journey. It's a journey. I'm still practicing, and I know I'm going to get lots better in years to come. But absolutely. I know that a lot of my students are struggling with that as well. You have a lot of yoga teachers who are listening, and their video is such an important part of the job description in a way if you want to build an online business. And so, yes, I'm so looking forward to everything you have to share.
Totally, totally. Well, video, especially right now, you know, it's like maybe before it's been easier to meet people in real life or, you network at different events or something like that. And now video has become the primary way that we bring in clients to our business. And it's really important to show up.
So where do you start? So if somebody says, okay, I've never really done video, there are tons of things. So, but where do you start really when you're a yoga teacher and you want to do more videos?
So step one, because this whole world of video marketing can feel really, really overwhelming because, you know, I'm sure you're out there, you're watching videos on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, right? LinkedIn, TikTok now. And it can feel really overwhelming. So the first thing I tell people, besides like take a deep breath, right? We're yogis here. So take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. And then pick one place that you want to be. Pick just one platform and focus on promoting yourself and learning about how video works on that platform.
So you mean, for example, like Facebook or Instagram or YouTube?
Okay. Yep. Pick, Pick one, because what happens is someone will come to me and they'll say, I want to start a YouTube channel, but I'm doing like a ton of stuff on Instagram right now. And then I have my Facebook lives and they're spread way too thin when it comes to doing video. And video is very different on all of those platforms. All of those platforms require a different style of video and a different flavor of video and different lengths of videos and a whole different process for pre-production and doing research to see what videos will work best on that platform. So it's going to vary depending on where you are. You really want to start by picking one place and mastering that, like getting really, really good at doing videos there, putting your videos up there, creating conversations around videos and starting to draw in leads from those videos. And once you do that, then you can layer on, you know, another like a repurposing plan and things like that. So you can take those videos and use them in different ways on different platforms.
Are there platforms, just start with one. Is there a platform you would recommend to start with?
Well, there's lots. I mean, it really depends on your audience, where your audience is, and what you feel is most fun for you. If you're like, I should be on LinkedIn and everybody I know is like talking about LinkedIn and that seems like the place to be, but you're not excited about it.
Who is?
I know. LinkedIn stuff, I will tell you, there are some very enthusiastic LinkedIn users and I don't totally understand it, but to each their own, you know? And that also, like, it depends as well on who your audience is. Like, LinkedIn is very good for the B2B space, but you're a yoga teacher, right? So you want to be more in the B2C space. Facebook and Instagram are probably the primary places where you should be promoting.
Yeah, I agree, though. I'm always about, choose one platform and where you find the most joy and where your audience is hanging out. But I also think that YouTube has more longevity because it's a search engine and you're not just creating content for a social media network and to never see it again in a way. You know, like people search on YouTube. So if you're creating really like a content library, like really trainings, yoga classes or meditation sessions or anything like that, I would probably recommend YouTube. Or do you see like a lot of search happening on Instagram already?
YouTube is primarily the place to go for search because people are using Google and YouTube to search. It's starting to do a little bit more on Instagram, but Instagram platforms, the platform on Instagram is designed more for discover. So people who are browsing and looking for things that are similar to what they are already following. The cool thing about YouTube is you're right. Like it has a longer shelf life. So a video that you put up a year ago could still be getting just as many hits as a video that you just created, right? And so you're sort of building this, I call it an asset for your business is your YouTube channel because you can get these search results and get this traffic through your YouTube channel for years and years and it just starts to build on itself. So I would say the content that when you're like marketing yourself and making marketing videos, talking about your business and sharing about your classes, that's really good content for Instagram and Facebook, where you're trying to build a community and draw people in. When you are sharing like really valuable information, or if you're teaching something, like if you're teaching maybe a mini class or a sample class or something, those do really well on YouTube.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think like something like, you know, like you have a video from a yoga retreat or something, or student testimonials or anything like that is great for social media, for Facebook and Instagram. It's
totally.
More like your people to get to know you and to build that trust with your audience, really. I mean, that's how I use it. Instagram.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a trust builder. Yeah. You build your credibility as the teacher, right? As the person who knows what they're talking about on that platform. And what you can do is like take those videos and put them on YouTube just to have them there, just, you know, as a library of content that you're building up. And that's also sort of like a secondary kind of a place that you can store your videos.
Okay. So you choose your platform. What's the next step?
Yeah. So once you have your platform, it's so important to show up consistently.
Like everywhere.
Like everywhere, with everything, showing your face consistently puts yourself in front of your audience. And, you know, you may put yourself out there and feel like, I'm not getting any results. Like, no one's coming to me. No one's responding to my videos. And it's because you're not doing it enough. So that's really what I find is the key when I start working with people is like they have all this content that they've been doing, but it hasn't been consistent. It's like maybe once a month that they've built up this content over the years, or maybe once every 2 weeks. But when we're talking about consistently, especially these days, we're talking about like at least once a week, if not more, showing up on social media and promoting yourself.
Yeah, I think that's what I see, what I know that people like yoga teachers who are really successful on YouTube today, also on Instagram, that's what they've been doing. They've been doing that, like sharing really good quality content consistently and weekly for years to get where they are. And it's so easy to say, to compare yourself with them and say, I'm never going to get there and they're so amazing. And they didn't start there. So that's a good point. You just need to get started. And create a plan, probably, like a content
Absolutely.
Plan.
Yeah. Have a strategy. Like, you know, you can even write down on a on like a post-it note and put it on your computer screen. I'm going to post this many videos a week, right? On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'll be doing these videos. Just so you can hold yourself accountable to that and be and like really show up consistently. To your point about people who've been doing this forever and like everybody started somewhere, right? One of the best tools that I like to use on YouTube is if you go to anybody's YouTube channel who you admire, who you respect, who you've been watching for a while, and you click on their My Videos tab on their homepage, and then you can sort their videos by oldest to newest. And I love looking at that and seeing what their oldest videos are to see where they started, because everybody started somewhere and it's actually like really inspirational.
The stalker in me loves that tip.
Yeah, me too. You can stalk everybody. As long as they haven't deleted those videos. Some of them, like, you know, they don't want those videos to see the light of day ever again. But yeah, it's a fun way to stalk people. Totally.
So, and do you have any tips like for creating the videos? Where do you even start?
Okay. So when you're creating the videos, the thing that I tell people all the time is eliminate barriers to shooting. So as little as you can possibly do to get yourself to hit that record button. If you have to set up a tripod even and like put a camera on top of it and then put a microphone on top of it and then set up a light and make sure the light is in the right place, you're not going to do it. Like, you know, you might do it once or twice and then you'll forget and you'll put it on the back burner. So the easier you can make it for yourself to just like between the steps between you hitting that record button and you making those videos, if you can eliminate all of those like extra steps in there, you will make it so much easier on yourself. And then you're going to eliminate those excuses, because it won't be like, well, you know, my neighbor is here today, whatever. Like, you won't have all these excuses for not shooting video. You're just going to do it. So lately what I've been doing is I will sit at my desk. I have a great setup. I have a webcam. I have a microphone. I'll record videos just right from my desk. It's already there. It's ready to go. You know, I just like hit record on, sometimes I'll record through Zoom. Sometimes I'll record through QuickTime. I'll hit record and there you go. I've made a video and it was like so simple. So just make it really, really easy on yourself.
Yeah, I think I mean, there are a few things like good light is probably important. If possible, yes. Get a microphone, an external microphone, especially when you're speaking to the camera. Mm-hmm. And when you're filming yoga videos, it's a whole different game. There you probably have to play around a little bit. And I think what I would recommend there is find one setup that works. And then you can go back to that, right? Then memorize it, like where to put your mat, where to put your light, where to put your microphone, everything.
Just and keep replicating.
So you don't have to start from scratch every time.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Find one thing that works. And then also, if you find a situation where the lighting is really good, you want to do it that time of day, or every time that you shoot, because the lighting changes if you're using natural light, right? So a lot of times I will record my videos at the same time so that the lighting is uniform in all of my videos. So you just want to make sure that is the same and consistent throughout your videos. Lighting, audio, and camera. Like those are the three pieces. They're like the three pieces of the pie that go into making a good video. So you want to make sure you have good lighting. I highly recommend natural light. If you have it, use that natural light, use that sunlight. It's amazing. If you don't, there's lots of options you can get on Amazon. Like the Diva Ring light is really great. Lots of different lighting options. Just make sure it's like diffused light, that you have a diffuser, like one of those umbrellas over it or something, so that the lighting is a little softer and more diffused is the word. And then for audio, definitely make sure you have some good audio, especially if you're recording your yoga videos and you're going to be moving a lot. It's important to have something close to your face. So like a headset or something, or like a lavalier mic that's plugged in. And then if you don't want to deal with wires, another great option is a shotgun microphone. So those are microphones that go right on top of your camera. The only thing about that is if you as you move yourself in different places in the room, the audio is going to change. So the shotgun mic might not be as efficient, or it might not have the same kind of sound the whole time. So you just want to play around with what works for you and what options you like. And right, like once you find your setup, just keep replicating that. Just keep doing that over and over. And then as far as camera goes, like our cell phones, have really good quality cameras these days. You know, you really don't have to invest in a ton of camera equipment that you're going to have to learn how to use and adjust the settings every time. Like your camera does a good job. Just make sure you're on airplane mode so that you don't get a phone call in the middle of your session.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I mean, and also the length of the video. If you film a really long yoga class, camera might be better than the phone because...
Totally.
I think they stopped filming after 30 minutes or something, or 1 hour, or yeah.
Yeah, the DSLRs will stop after about like 15 minutes. It depends on the model of the DSLR. So you want to make sure that your camera can sustain an extended time for filming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What my biggest issue is, and I think for a lot of people, it's just like being really, even if you have all the tech figured out and the light is good and stuff, you're just uncomfortable and you don't like what you see. I have mixed feelings about the filters on Instagram, because I think they're just overdone and I don't like all the young girls using them and thinking they're not really beautiful anymore as they are, especially when they are, because they're young and beautiful. But I still use them because sometimes it's like, oh yeah, I don't have to put on makeup. I can just use a filter. And for me, they made my life a little bit easier. They made it a little bit more comfortable to get on camera. So, but what other tricks are there?
Here's the thing is you don't have to watch your own videos. You can create your videos and put them out there and then not watch them, because this is, as comfortable as anybody may seem on camera, I still struggle with this. I still struggle with I go through and edit some of my videos and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have, said that, or I should have brushed my hair a little bit better or something, right? There's always going to be something about ourselves that we can criticize, but you are not the one who's going to have to watch it. And oftentimes the worst critic that you will ever get, the worst comments you will ever hear are the ones that you say to yourself.
Always, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Always, yes.
Totally. So if you just like eliminate that critic from your life and say, don't watch it. We're going to put it out there. It's going to work for us because we're amazing. And we know that we are sharing this incredible thing and we're going to change people's lives. Then it doesn't become as big of an issue that we make it out to be.
How do you get more comfortable if you never watch yourself?
That's a good question. I'll get more comfortable just practicing over time. You know, I know that like after a while, there are certain times where like when I first started doing video, I would say and like all the time. And I would really be harsh on myself and try to cut out all those and likes. And now I'm much better at it, not perfect. And it just comes with practice, you know? And if we're talking about like marketing videos and videos that are promoting yourself and your business, it's important that you practice beforehand and you do some rehearsals and talk out the content out loud, even if it's not to anybody else, just to yourself, just so you have that feeling in your body of what does it feel like to talk about this thing and what, you know, where might I get a little bit tripped up in the content that I'm sharing. So a really good practice is just while you're doing other things, like while I shower, I practice my content. While I'm driving, I practice my content. It just helps you feel more comfortable when it's finally time to like sit and record or stand and record or move and record. And once you hit that record button, you're going to feel a lot more comfortable and confident in yourself because you're like, oh, I totally got this. I just practiced this to myself and I didn't bore myself.
That's a good point. I love that. Yeah, rehearsing definitely helps. And it's so easy to forget that when we see people who are amazing at something and we don't see like all the practice and hard work and rehearsing that went into that performance.
Totally. Yes. I mean, think of an actor, right?
Yes,
and a lot of actors don't like to watch their own stuff. Like they don't watch their own stuff. I'm not all of them, but I have heard stories of some very talented people who just are like, I did my job. I showed up. I delivered. I practiced my craft and I don't need to watch it.
Ooh, now we get into the Los Angeles insights. Secrets.
Yeah, I got all the paparazzi dirt that you could ever imagine. Yeah.
So you work with entrepreneurs and they come to you and you teach them how to do videos, how to set up their camera and equipment, or how does it work?
Yeah, everything from start to finish. So like what we've talked about today from the camera confidence piece and the mindset stuff that it takes to really show up powerfully on camera, I work with entrepreneurs doing that. I coach improv for entrepreneurs also. So I'm a big fan of improv. It's helped me in so many ways, more than I can even count in my business and in showing up on camera. So I like to share the wealth and pass that on to entrepreneurs as well. And I teach the technical stuff. I used to run a video production company and I come from the video production world as a producer director. So I know the back end of how everything works. I have a digital course where I teach entrepreneurs from start to finish how to plan your marketing strategy for video, how to show up and how to record, edit, upload, share, all of it, start to finish.
That's amazing. And yeah, so guys, you're going to learn more about that because we're going to do a workshop for you.
Yeah,
it's happening soon. It's happening on August 12th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be 5 steps to creating videos that grow your yoga business.
Woohoo!
And yay! So excited about that already. So, if you're on my email list, check your emails and you're going to learn more about it. I'm also going to add it to the show notes, of course, so you can sign up for that workshop. It's going to be so fun.
I'm so excited. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's like really a simple process. Like when you finally realize like how simple it can be, you're like, why have I been overthinking it this whole time? And why have I been not doing video and keeping myself from doing video when it can actually be this easy? So I'm going to give you guys a lot of takeaways, a lot of tools, a lot of things that you can use over and over again every single time you go to create your videos.
That's great. That's amazing. Okay. So I like to keep it real in this podcast. So this is not a trick question, but what's the funniest situation when something went wrong in your career creating videos?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm trying to think of like how to say this. So I, when I had the video production company, we had this really difficult client, right? I had a whole process. I was so organized. We worked and put the storyboard together and the treatment together. And I was like, this is what your video is going to come out as. They signed off on it. They loved it. We produced it. It looked amazing. I was so proud of it. Like everybody involved was so proud of it. We sent it to the client and they were like, this isn't what we want anymore. We hired a marketing person and we need something different. And I was like, okay, well, we don't, like this is going to be a whole other project, right? And so we were kind of going back and forth and it was one of those clients that like you live and you learn, you know, like I shouldn't have said yes to some things and I should have had some more boundaries in my business with them and all this stuff. Well, after one conference call with them in my office, I was sitting in my office with my editor. I got off the call and I was just like venting. I was like, oh, they're so annoying. I can't believe that they just like want this whole thing. They don't even appreciate.
And you were still on.
How did you know? Yes. I had not hung up the phone and I was mortified. I get a call back from the marketing person and they're like, we could hear everything. I was so, so mortified. And like the rest of the day just could not concentrate. I was like, yes. I need to leave. Like I can't work anymore the rest of the day. I cried. Like I just felt so awful. And it's not that I didn't like them. Like they were actually wonderful people. They just like, it was just not a good situation. And it was so, so mortifying. So I think that was probably the time that things went totally wrong and I felt so awful.
Probably just talking about it, you still feel like that a little bit.
I know,
bit,
I'm like
right?
Squirming. So, I'm squirming yes. in my chair.
But you're not
right
the
now.
Only one. I had a colleague I know a colleague who had that happen as well. So it never happened to me. But but I mean, come on, at least you didn't go on the toilet while you were on a Zoom call.
Oh my god,
you saw that video?
Yeah. I mean, right, or like not wearing pants when you're on it and you just forget
yes,
and you get
exactly.
up. Yeah, totally.
And we always learn. And I mean, if something like this happens, something really, really embarrassing, and the next time everything else doesn't really bother you as much anymore. You know,
totally.
Like you're like, I survived that, so no, I'm
absolutely.
Fine.
You have to make mistakes. You
yes.
know, you have to. You have to like fall on your face occasionally. And that's how you learn your biggest lessons. And one of my biggest lessons in that was like set strict boundaries, you know, like really set boundaries with clients. And I was more mad at myself than them because of like all of the power that I was giving away in that relationship.
Yes, yes. Now, thanks for sharing that story. And because
I haven't talked about that in a long time. I'm like sweating right now.
I wouldn't know a funny story with videos either. What I did in the beginning, and I found it really helpful, when I started on this entrepreneurial journey and filming myself, and I was so uncomfortable. I really didn't like what I see. I didn't like myself seeing myself on camera because, I mean, you know, we're not used to it. We're not, as a yoga teacher, you're not an actor who really practices in front of the mirror. And I don't know, that's what I imagine they do. And so it's strange seeing yourself all the time. Yes. And it's weird. It's weird. So, of course, it gets easier with practice. But at the beginning, it was really uncomfortable. And then I just used the photo booth on my MacBook for a video diary just for myself.
I love that.
I wasn't very consistent with it, but I did it a few times and I found that really helpful. Just like in the morning, you know, instead of writing, you just do a little video journal that nobody else has to see. And that's like, you know, get used to to yourself, how you look in front of the camera.
Totally. Is get that practice in, you know? That's, I have a mini course, a 21 Days to Camera Confidence, and every day is a different challenge that pushes you out of your comfort zone and requires you to actually like turn on the camera and hit record. And no one ever has to see these videos, but they're just for you, you know, and they're just these challenges for you to get more comfortable in front of the camera.
Okay, that's so great. Yeah. I'm so excited to learn more in our workshop together.
It's going to be so fun.
Yes. Is there anything else I should have asked you that I forgot?
I don't think so. I don't know. Anything else that you want to know about video?
No, I think we're all good today. I'm really looking forward to the workshop.
Yeah, me too.
So, oh my God, thank you so much for your time today. And
thank you.
Yeah, this has been an awesome conversation. It was really cool to learn more about your journey as a videographer. So your background. So guys, check out the show notes for the links to sign up. And I'll see you soon. Thanks again, Paige, for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to susannereika.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time.